We only have a few minutes with Joey Logano, who's been on the show many times over the years, and he's getting ready to race Sunday in the South Point 400 down in Las Vegas. Joey having another really good season, currently fourth in the standings. And Joey, just to get this out of the way, there was a little bit of bad blood at Bristol. Is everything cool with all that, or is that just kind of humdrum, happens every other race?
Racing. You got everyone on the racetrack with one goal in mind. So, you know, usually at the end of the race, there's one very happy race car driver and 39 others that are probably not as happy as that guy because they're all shooting for the same goal to win the race. So that's just it's life in motorsport sometimes.
Gotcha. Now, I know that in response to COVID-19, you have really reached out with the Joey Logano Foundation. What have you done there?
Yeah, you know, I think anytime there's a crisis, you want to find ways to take advantage of the situation. And you know, when we looked at the foundation, we thought, boy, there's more need now than ever, you know, when it comes to helping people out. When you think of how many people lost their job, kids trying to go to school at home without internet, families that were relying on, you know, a couple meals a day from school, you know, to provide to their kids, and they can't put that food on the table. There's a real hunger problem in America, in our country, you know, and those are things that we don't think about much a lot of times. So we put together a $1 million response and recovery fund to try to help out in those situations. And we ended it with a big thank you drive-in concert for a lot of first responders in the medical industry. Because I think it's just as important to continue to say thank you for the people that are there for us when we're most vulnerable as it is for us helping people that are in need right now as well. So that was a huge opportunity for us to take advantage of. We did a great job and was very proud of that. And now we're back to our normal mission at the Joey Logano Foundation to help give kids a second chance in times of crisis. So a lot of foster kids and you know, kids that need some good role models and just some good tools around them to figure out how to get through life. So we've gone back to those things for the rest of the year, giving $22,000 a week to the special organizations that we really enjoyed giving to, that we've had great relationships. And so all the information there is on the JoeyLoganoFoundation.com if you want to be involved or see what more we're doing.
Very cool. Just a couple more questions for you. When Bubba Wallace left Petty, we were wondering what was going on. Well, as it turns out, Michael Jordan has teamed up, and he's going to be part of a team, a one-car team. And, you know, if people don't know, Joey's the number 22 Penske Ford Mustang for Team Penske. I think anything like that is just better for the sport. Another big name, more interest, and more interest across diversity too, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely a great opportunity, you know, for our sport. And when you think of Michael Jordan, I mean, he's one of the most iconic names in the world. Not just in our country, you know, so I think that was something that, you know, was a little surprising, I think, to the whole industry. There's obviously heard rumors and, you know, around that it may be happening, but, you know, until you see it, you're kind of unsure of that. So what a great opportunity for Michael, but also, you know, Bubba being able to drive that car. What a really cool opportunity, something kind of neat, you know. I texted Bubba after. I said, "Did you ever think when you were racing Legends cars that you'd be driving for Michael Jordan, like of all people?" That's just a crazy thing to think about.
And then finally, Joey, our friend Sal Berry, who's into hockey cards, he wanted me to mention, and I didn't know about it until he told me about your hockey card when you were 12 years old, in between the pipes. Were you ever thinking about being a professional hockey player?
Oh, I did not have the talent to do that. Nope, not at all. I loved it. I love playing hockey. I love even more just driving the Zamboni around. So that was kind of a bit of my childhood, and enjoyed being around the rink. And my sister skated, so I was naturally there a lot. So if I was there sitting around, I figured I'd learn how to play hockey. But racing is my life. That's the direction I went, mainly because I was just better at it.
Well, best of luck at Las Vegas. You've won two of the last three races there. You like it there. The South Point 400, we've been speaking with Joey Logano, one of the best drivers, a Daytona 500 winner. Joey, thanks for being on the show again. Good luck.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, man. Have a good one.